Chapter 1. 17 years later. Chloe Fine climbed up the stairs of her new home, the home that she and her fiancé had hunted for months, and she could hardly contain her excitement.
"That box too heavy?"
Stephen dashed up the steps beside her, carrying a box labeled Pillows.
"Not at all,"
she said, hefting her own box, which read Dishes on the side. Stephen set his box down and took hers.
"Let's trade," he said with a smile.
He had been smiling a lot recently. Actually, there seemed to have been a permanent smile on his face ever since she had allowed him to slip an engagement ring on her finger 8 months ago. They marched together up the sidewalk. As they went, Chloe took in the sight of the yard. It wasn't the big, sprawling yard she'd always envisioned. In her mind, her house had a big open yard with trees scattered along the back. Instead, she and Stephen had settled on one in a quiet neighborhood. But she was only 27. She had time. Both she and Stephen knew this was not the house they'd grow old in. And something about that made it even more special. This was to be their starter home, the place they would learn the ins and outs of marriage, and maybe where they'd work at having a kid or two. She could see their neighbor's house quite clearly. The lawns were separated only by a series of tall bushes. The picturesque white porch was almost identical to their own.
"I know I grew up here for the most part," Chloe said, "but it just doesn't feel the same. It feels like a different town."
"I assure you, it's exactly the same," Stephen said. "Well, give or take a few new housing developments, like the one we are currently homeowners in. Good old Pinecrest, Maryland. Small enough so you'll always run into people you don't want to, but just large enough to not have to drive an hour to a grocery store."
"I miss Philly already."
"Not me," Stephen said. "No more Eagles fans, no more Rocky jokes, no more traffic."
"All good points," Chloe agreed. "Still."
"Give it some time," Stephen said. "This will feel like home soon enough."
Chloe wished her grandmother was there in that moment to see this house. Chloe was pretty sure she'd be proud. She'd probably also waste no time in firing up the brand new oven in the kitchen in order to bake a celebratory dessert. But she'd died 2 years ago, just 10 months after Chloe's grandfather died in a car accident. It would have been poetic to think she'd died of a broken heart, but that hadn't been the case. In the end, it was a heart attack that claimed her grandmother. Chloe also thought of Danielle. Right after high school, Danielle had moved away to Boston for a few years. There had been a pregnancy scare, an arrest or two, and several failed jobs. All of that had eventually led her sister back here to Pinecrest a few years ago. As for Chloe, she had gone to college in Philadelphia, met Stephen, and started working toward her career of becoming an FBI agent. She had a few classes remaining, but the transition had been smooth. Baltimore was just a half-hour drive to the west, and all of her credits had transferred without a hitch. The stars had seemed to align in some majestic way when Stephen had managed to land a job in Pinecrest. As much as Chloe joked about not wanting to return to Pinecrest, something inside of her knew she'd always end up back here, if even for just a few years. It was a dumb sentiment, but she felt she owed it to her grandparents. Growing up, she couldn't get out of this place fast enough, and she felt that her grandparents had always taken that a little personally. And then the perfect house had come along, and Chloe had started to love the idea of being back in a smaller town. Pinecrest wasn't tiny at all. A population of about 35,000 made it a comfortable size as far as Chloe was concerned. Also, she was excited to meet up with Danielle at some point. But first, they had to finish moving in. The meager belongings she and Stephen owned were packed into the back of the U-Haul that was currently parked askew in their small concrete driveway. They were now 2 hours into unloading the truck, in and out, back and forth, until they could finally see the back of the trailer through the last row of boxes and bins. As Stephen brought in the last of the boxes, Chloe